We have a temperature sitting at 34 degrees. That's your weather. Find it going to the weather page at kchanews.com. Community conversation number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And I know this, our guest this morning told me to keep the snow out of the forecast, which is why I said winter precipitation. So I did keep the snow out of the forecast.
You did.
Thank you. appreciate that.
Not a problem. We have Dick Neal in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Can't be better. So
perfect. Well, we have a big day coming up for all former Oliver and White Farm employees. Go ahead and talk about the history of this program. How long has it been going on? And talk about anything else dealing with that program.
Well, the reunion, we had one last year. There hadn't been one for a while. I don't remember how long. There was one at Osage a few years ago. Otherwise, you go clear back to 2006 or 7, they had the big one in the old Oliver plant at Oliver Tractor Days.
Oh, sure.
But so last year, we put one together, and we had 106 former people show up, former employees. So,
and I remember talking with you after that. You were blown away by that amount.
Yeah. I thought we might have 50 at the best, you know. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, and then we heard afterwards there were a lot of people said, "Oh, I didn't even hear about it." And so this year we're trying to get more posters up, more publicity, and make sure people tell each other, you know. And if you know somebody that worked there in the past, tell them. Tell a family member. Tell somebody, you know. Spread the word.
Spreading that word, indeed.
Yeah.
So talk about that informal get-together you're putting on this year. I know it's going to be a Dave's Restaurant, but give us the details.
Well, just 8 o'clock starting time, and people come early. So don't come at 9 o'clock and maybe expect to find a good parking spot, because I heard it last year. I got there early. I thought, at 7, there were people there already. And
Did you guys pretty much pack the restaurant?
We did. Wow. I think there was room for about 20 more people in there. They said their capacity is 125 or 30, and we were just for everybody to sit down. And I said, I didn't know if everybody could sit down, but it was a good time. And people that came were really good about supporting the restaurant, buying food, not just coming, sitting there and taking up space and drinking coffee. And we want to thank Steve Swartzrock Implement for providing the coffee and drinks this year again. So that was pretty nice of him. So, but you got to buy your own breakfast, though.
Oh, that's you know, hanging out with all the coworkers.
Oh,
and
yeah, it was a good time. Like the last one, didn't leave till almost 11 o'clock. So,
it'd definitely be worth it for sure. So, of course, now if we do have any questions, our listeners has any questions, wants to reach out, can they contact you?
Contact me or Dwayne. Hello, I wasn't feeling good, but he'd answer your questions, and some knew Dwayne better. But feel free to call. It is in Charles City. Yeah. I had one place. I said, "Oh, where is this going to be?" I said, "Oh, everybody knows Dave's is in Charles City, and if you live here, but."
Because if you don't live here, you
well,
don't
if
know
you don't, yeah, you know, where is Dave's Restaurant? So,
so we'll be at the Dave's Restaurant here in Charles City coming up on April 1st. Once again, 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. So for more information, contact Dick Neal. His number is 641. You care if I give this out, right? 641-330-9228 or Dwayne Kilby at 220-6270 as well. Well, thank you very much, Dick, for joining us, and you'll have to keep us updated on this.
Hey, thanks for doing it. Come on over and broadcast live.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That'd
actually
be kind of cool. Yeah.
April 1st.
Mark, you might get a few to talk with you. So
perfect. Well, thank you very much, Dick, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks
morning.
For doing this. So
it is 8:25. We are about 10 minutes away from the Nearly Impossible Quiz. It's coming up. Here's Justin Bieber.